Hey, Coop here. Welcome to 90 Second Recap, where I share a quick sports history lesson based on today's camp. It's October 7th, and I'm wearing a Chicago Bears New Era 5950 from New Era's Staple Collection, purchased from lids.com. And yeah, that's a pigeon on the right side and pigeon poop on the back. Interesting branding, eh? On this date, in 1984, the Cubs laid an egg, stepping in a heap of mixed metaphor poop, losing Game 5 of the NLDS after having taken the first two from the Padres at Wrigley. All they needed was one more, but they couldn't get it done and wouldn't get it done for 19 more years, finally reaching the NLCS in 2003. A couple hours before first pitch in San Diego, the Bears came out of the Soldier Field locker room to start the third quarter up 13-7 over the Saints, with Walter Payton on the brink of breaking Jim Brown's career rushing mark, and he'd get it done. On the Bears' second play of the second half, offensive coordinator Ed Hughes dialed up toss 28 weak, with Sweetness taking a pitch from Jim McMahon that resulted in a 6-yard gain and, more importantly, a new lifetime NFL rushing leader. With 154 yards on the ground that day, Walter also broke Brown's career mark of 58 100-yard rushing games en route to a lifetime regular season total of 77. Emmett Smith would ultimately break both records, but Walter remains firmly entrenched in second place. One odd footnote from that day, the crowd of 53,752 on the shores of Lake Michigan was nearly 5,000 fewer than Jack Murphy's crowd of 58,359 to watch baseball.